Okay, well, good morning, everyone. It's a blessing to be here this morning. I was thinking what I should share, and I came up with, I was looking at the word discretion. It's mostly most of the references will come from Proverbs this morning. So it's the title I kind of gave it is Discretion versus Simple-Mindedness. And kind of a quick, the definition of discretion is, discretion is using wisdom to avoid damaging attitudes, words, and actions, and to give insightful counsel. And in Scripture, a close synonym to discreet is the word prudent. Just as a discreet person avoids damaging situations, so a prudent person understands cause and effect sequence and acts accordingly. Proverbs 22:3 says, "A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished." There are a few Hebrew words that are translated prudent. Aram, which means cunning, when combined with the proper motive and knowledge, a prudent person is able to avoid problems and envision insightful achievements. In Proverbs 13, verse 16, it says, "Every prudent man dealeth with knowledge, but a fool layeth open his folly." And then also another verse here is Proverbs 14, verse 8. "The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit." And some further characteristics of prudent actions are, one is creative skill. In Proverbs 8, verse 12, it says, "I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and find out knowledge of witty inventions." And another one here is caution, or good judgment. In Proverbs 12, verse 16, says, "A fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame." And a few of them here is caution in speaking. Proverbs 12, verse 23. "A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of the fools proclaimeth foolishness." And then another one is initiative in learning. Proverbs 18, verse 15. Says, "The heart of the prudent giveth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge." The Hebrew word for prudent in this verse is, says, bayin. It basically means to understand, to be able, deal wisely, consider, pay attention to, regard, notice, discern, perceive, and inquire. There's another one, two more here. It says, "Investigation of facts," Proverbs 14, 15. It says, "The simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going." And openness to reproof is another one I have found. Proverbs 15, verse 5. Says, "A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that is regardeth reproof is prudent." Okay, and then here I had the importance of discretion. Discretion, when used properly, will protect a man. Proverbs 2:11 says, verse 11 says, "Discretion shall preserve thee; understanding shall keep thee." Discretion. Okay, I had the verse. Discretion distinguishes right from wrong and chooses the right. In Psalms 112, verses 5 and 6, I have some more scriptures here. It says, "A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance." The Hebrew word for discretion in this verse is mishpat. It means judgment, verdict, and an act of deciding a case. Another one is discretion, treasures, and uses wisdom. In Proverbs 3:21-24. It says, "My son, let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet." And then we have, if we back up a few verses, in verse 13 and 14, it says, "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold." Good. Discretion turns knowledge into wise counsel. In Proverbs 1, verse 2 through 4 says, "To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of not understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion." Verse 7 also says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Discretion has a spirit of wisdom and walks in it. Joseph is one who experienced discretion. He was obedient to his father. He used discretion in responding to the wicked and lustful motives of Potiphar's wife. And he demonstrated discretion when he gave the following wise counsel to Pharaoh. And we read Genesis 41, verse 33-40. It says, "Now therefore, let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. And let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the seven plenteous years. And let them gather all the food of those good years, and come and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. And the food shall be for to store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, and that the land perish not through the famine." And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, "Can we find such a one as this, a man in whom the Spirit of God is?" And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "Forasmuch as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according to thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou." So we see that even the world recognizes a wise and discreet person. Here's a quote, I'm not sure if it's an anonymous author. It says, "Discretion is looking past problems and considering the potential of a person or project." It's an example of Joseph there. Okay, here's a little personal evaluation thing I found. I know it has a few questions. It's how discreet are you? And it says, "Do you know how to wisely evaluate an activity? Do you say what is on your mind without first evaluating its effect on others? Do you welcome reproof from those who see you do or say wrong things? Do you learn from others' mistakes so you do not repeat them? Do you choose your friends on the basis of their wisdom rather than their popularity? And do you refrain from spreading gossip, slander, and damaging reports?" It's a good little thing, a questionnaire I found. So I think that's all I have this morning. God bless you. It's a blessing to share these thoughts to you all. It's something I found that blessed me. So thank you for listening. God bless you.